So step number one, decide to develop the habit right now, the habit of focusing on what's right in your world instead of what's wrong. The habit of focusing on what you do have instead of what you don't have in a situation. And as basic as that is, and as well as you know it, you've got to make it a habit. Because those habits form the chain of your ultimate character, of who you become and how you end up living your life. We've got to condition ourselves, because if we don't, we'll go back to the automatic state that most people live in today's society. The way to develop the habit is to go on a mental diet. I did this several years ago. As positive as I was going through unbelievable pain at the time. I'd had some major disappointments and frustrations. I felt like I'd given it all. But what turned me around is one day I picked up this book called The 7-Day Mental Diet. It was a little tiny little booklet. And all the booklet really did was, for about 12 of the 14 pages, it challenged me to really see if I could really truly, for 7 days, live my life without one negative thought. And it kept saying throughout the book, now don't just say, yeah, I can do it. And don't just say, I'm gonna do it. Think for a while before you commit to this. Don't actually commit unless you're really gonna do it for 7 straight days, no matter what. It doesn't mean you don't have a negative thought. It just means that if you have a negative thought, you don't speak it. You set it aside, you forget about it, or you replace it. If you say something negative, you go erase. What I really mean is this. Or you say, that's not what I mean. Here's what I mean is this. And you immediately focus on something good. It's not that nothing negative ever comes out. It's that you immediately do not allow yourself to hold a negative feeling, a negative thought for 7 straight days, day and night. Even when it gets tough. Even when somebody disappoints you. Even when you get frustrated. Even when you give your all and it still turns up lousy. Listen, if all I did was rant rave on this date and you didn't listen to anything else I said, but you took on this 7-day challenge, you can't believe what it'll do to your life. Now, I gotta tell you, when I first read the book, I thought, wait a second. Being positive isn't gonna change my life. I gotta deal with the real problems around me, those real challenges that are out there. I don't wanna just be positive. Somebody says, how's it going? I go, oh, I'm doing great. And they go, why? You go, I don't know, but I just feel good. I don't wanna be that way. I wanna be real. I wanna be on top of things. You know what? I thought, wait a second. I can be positive about solutions. I can still notice that there's some challenges out there without being negative about it. I can look at the challenges and say, okay, here's what's good about this. Here's how we can use this. Here's how we can turn this thing around and continue to focus on that. So I took on the challenge for 7 days, changed my life. Now, by the way, one of the keys is you have to have 7 straight days of being absolutely positive. Not one negative thought, not one negative expression that you hold on to. Gotta let go of it immediately. If you do not do this, if you're 3 days into it and you do well, then you have a bunch of negativity, you gotta start over. And you know what? After you go about 4, 5, 6 days in a row doing really well, something major negative is gonna happen. How's that for some positive programming? But what it is a test to see how committed you really are. I'll tell you something, after 7 days, you feel like a different person. People around you respond to you like you're different as well. All you want to do is establish the habit of noticing what you do have instead of what you don't have. Noticing what's great about a situation versus what's not great. Focusing on...
Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? With Kinsta.com, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Founded in 2013, Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting service offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta provides enterprise-grade security and is one of the few hosting providers for WordPress that guarantee your website's highest level of security. Hence, customers can experience up to 200% faster sites when they move to Kinsta. They even have a user-friendly custom dashboard called My Kinsta that makes managing your website easy and efficient. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, plus a 24/7 human-only support, switching to Kinsta is seamlessly stress-free with zero downtime. Are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Kinsta.com. Get started for free today.
Solution instead of problems. That's what changes your life. Here's key number two. Instead of judging yourself and others, decide, remember these are decisions, decide right now to become curious instead of judgmental. But remember, when you find fault in other people, When you start noticing constantly how they've wronged you, how this person is not good enough, or they're too egotistical, they're too proud, or they don't really care about people, as soon as you start judging other people, you just got to remember something. If you start judging other people, you're going to also start judging yourself intensely. If you're angry at other people, there's a very good chance you're angry at yourself as well. Maybe you need to perceive more and judge less. Maybe instead of finding fault with other people, without really thinking about what they've gone through to be where they are this day, maybe we can get really curious about what's making this person be in the state they're in, or what's the motivation behind this person's anger. For example, a lot of times we think somebody's being negative or angry or frustrated with them, but we never bother to find out what's really going on. I know myself, I was at a party recently, and I felt prey to this. There was a woman who came to the party. Everybody behind her back was saying, but how unbelievably egotistical this woman is, how negative she was. But you know, when I sat next to her at dinner time, I got a chance to really find out who she was. I got curious about her. And I began to find out about all the pain she'd been through in her life. What I realized was this woman was just barely hanging on to her life. She just needed to know that people cared. She was so afraid of being rejected that she put out this ego because she didn't want someone to reject her. So she figured she'd reject them first. And I got a chance to really know her. She was a wonderful person. I'll tell you something else we've got to be careful of that ties in with this, of our being judgmental. Out of our fear of having heroes in our society today, we seem to try and consume them and destroy them as quick as we can. We try to find something that's wrong with our heroes because, boy, we don't want another Jim Jones. We don't want another Jim Baker. Remember, we got to judge less, perceive more. We got to get curious. Instead of living in a society where we're so afraid to believe in anything or anyone that we believe in nothing at all, and we lose our power of positive thinking. We try to protect ourselves from things we maybe not even need to protect ourselves from. But we live in a society where we try and destroy our heroes, where we take somebody like Barbara Walters, incredible broadcaster, a woman of incredible integrity, who gets nailed by one person in a book, and it's in every newspaper across the land, how she probably stomped on people to get where she was. That's absurd. Martin Luther King, after he's passed on, somebody comes back and stomps all over his career and his reputation. Is that the society we want to live in? Any person who takes glee in watching another person's pain will experience plenty of pain themselves. Remember the quote, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." The bottom line is, if you go looking for brown, you're going to find it anywhere you look for it, in others or yourself. Free yourself from the disease of making others wrong, and you'll free yourself from the disease of making yourself wrong. You have a lot more energy to create solutions instead of problems. It's part of the power of positive thinking instead of falling for the destructive power of negative thinking.